The next Akasha aria has an interesting history, as it was poached from a cantata that Bach composed 2 years prior for the same church calendar event. This earlier work, cantata number 59, has four movements, and the fourth is a bass aria with violin obbligato and continuo. The violin obbligato from the earlier cantata is exactly the same as cantata 74's Akasha obbligato. The text is different, and the vocal line is modified for soprano, as is the continual part. Nonetheless, the declamation of the text is at times imperfect, as Bach simply put new words to the old music. As we know, Bach had a full workload, and like many other composers, he would sometimes use pre-existing materials and recycle them. For example, there are four oboe concertos by Bach, but they were made of reused music from his violin and harpsichord concertos, as well as from various cantatas. As in the previous Akasha aria we performed, this one speaks of the heart's yearning for God to enter in. Also similar is its consistent dance-like four-measure phrasing with major keys prevailing in the outset sections. In both of these Akasha arias, the soprano is as agile as the English horn. The instrumental character of these lines intertwining against an active continual pattern along with the evocation of dance combine to create a texture of a trio sonata.